Welcome to SCOTUSCast. On June 26, 2008, the Supreme Court decided Davis v. Federal Election Commission, holding the bipartisan Campaign Reform Act's so-called Millionaire's Amendment, which relaxes campaign finance limits on outside contributors for opponents of congressional candidates who spend more than $350,000 of their own money, violates the First Amendment. Pat and Boggs' Ben Ginsburg discusses the case. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Mr. Ginsburg.
This is Ben Ginsburg of Pat and Boggs, podcasting for the Federalist Society, on today's Supreme Court decision in Davis versus the Federal Election Commission. On June 26th, the United States Supreme Court threw out a provision of the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act known as the Millionaires Provision, which had provided increased limits to candidates running against opponents who contributed large amounts to their own campaigns. The 5-4 opinion in Davis versus the Federal Election Commission was written by Justice Alito. It is the latest decision to chip away at the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act since the court upheld it in the 2003 McConnell versus the FEC facial challenge. Today's decision does provide encouragement, as did last year's Wisconsin Right to Life case, for additional as-applied challenges to BCRA and to other campaign finance restrictions limiting speech. All of the campaign finance decisions since 2003, including today's, have been 5-4 votes. The Wisconsin Right to Life, Vermont's spending limit or contribution limit case last year, as well as today's case, show the impact of Justices Robert and Alito replacing Justice O'Connor on the court. The great irony of today's Davis decision is that the Millionaire's Amendment was added to BCRA as an incumbent protection measure to get the votes needed to pass the campaign finance law. Many said at the time the Millionaire's Amendment was unconstitutional. If BCRA's sponsors had been honest about that at the time, the question is, would McCain-Feingold ever have gotten the votes to become law? As Justice Alito wrote, the challenged Millionaire's Amendment applies an unprecedented penalty on any candidate who robustly exercises his or her First Amendment rights. Today's decision sided with a wealthy Buffalo, New York Democratic congressional candidate who lost in both 2004 and 2006 and spent heavily from his own resources in those attempts. When the FEC challenged him just before his 2006 race on whether he had properly reported his Millionaire Amendment activities in 2004, Davis sued on the grounds that the Millionaire's Amendment unconstitutionally burdened his First Amendment rights to make unlimited expenditures from his personal funds. Joining Justice Alito in today's opinion was Chief Justice Roberts and Justices Scalia, Thomas, and Kennedy. In looking at the law, which provides increased contribution limits to candidates who face a wealthy individual putting funds into his or her campaign, the majority opinion noted that there is no constitutional basis for attacking contribution limits on the ground that they are too high. Continued the majority opinion, we have never upheld the constitutionality of a law that imposes different contribution limits for candidates who are competing against each other, and we agree with Davis that this scheme impermissibly burdens his First Amendment right to spend his own money for campaign speech. The majority opinion further rejected the government's argument that there was a legitimate governmental objective in leveling electoral opportunities for candidates of different personal wealth. Said the court, the argument that a candidate's speech may be restricted in order to level electoral opportunities has ominous implications because it would permit Congress to arrogate the voters' authority to evaluate the strengths of candidates competing for office. Different candidates have different strengths, the court noted. Some are wealthy. Others have wealthy supporters who are willing to make large contributions. Some are celebrities. Some have the benefit of a well-known family name. Leveling electoral opportunities means making and implementing judgments about which strengths should be permitted to contribute to the outcome of an election. The Constitution, however, the court said, confers upon voters, not Congress, the power to choose the members of an electoral body, and it is a dangerous business for Congress to use the election laws to influence the voters' choices. In dissent, Justice Stevens noted that the Millionaire's Amendment in no way muted the voice of the millionaire, and commented that the millionaire was still able to speak as loud and as long as he liked in support of his campaign. Stevens' opinion noted that the Millionaire's Amendment was merely an attempt to level a playing field. Justice Stevens continued that it does not follow that the Buckley Court concluded that only the interest in combating corruption and the appearance of corruption can justify congressional regulation of campaign finance. Indeed, said Justice Stevens, the court has long recognized the strength of an independent governmental interest in reducing both the influence of wealth on the outcome of elections and the appearance that wealth alone dictates those results. Significantly, Justices Stevens and Souter were the only justices willing to reopen the Buckley case for further consideration on the permissibility of limitations on campaign speech, but they only were able to get those two votes. Today's Davis opinion has already fanned the flames of commentators who see the opinion as encouragement to challenges against other aspects of the campaign finance laws, specifically both public financing schemes as well as other prohibitions such as corporate and union spending. In terms of the threat to public financing schemes, the opinion rejects the notion, often cited by public finance proponents, that giving special benefits only to candidates who face spending against them would be constitutional. Today's opinion pricks that balloon and, in fact, can lead to other challenges against public financing schemes. Similarly, cases that have upheld contribution and spending limits by corporations and unions may be under some challenge based on the logic of today's decision. The logic of today's case does ask or does permit the court to take a look at the Bilotti case and its progeny to make the point that the limits involved are artificial and could be overturned. Today's decision overturns the ruling of a three-judge court of the District of Columbia, and in addition, all nine justices today agreed with the lower court that Davis had standing and that the case against him was not moot. Stay tuned to see the impact of the Davis case on campaign finance schemes both in Congress and around the country. But what is clear is that today's case will give encouragement to those who do want to challenge aspects of both the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act as well as state laws around the country. This is Ben Ginsberg.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video from past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at federalistsociety.org/multimedia.